Well, happy Halloween, everyone. It's the 31st of the month, and hopefully you've got everything set for your Halloween fun. Kim, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Do you have your costume ready?
I'm in my costume right now.
So. Okay.
And happy 45th anniversary tomorrow.
Oh, and to you as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, something on the program today, we hear a lot about artificial intelligence, and so I thought I'm going to put some things into an artificial intelligence generator thing and see what it kicks out for a Halloween poem.
Okay.
So I'm just going to see what happens on that coming up here on the Good Stuff program. Brought to you in part by the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. And I know you're sitting there thinking, what am I going to do next year for a vacation? Well, check it out at visitvalentine.com. There's over 50 things to do, whether it's an outdoor adventure, a museum trip, some fine dining, whatever it might be on your agenda to create some family memories. Check it out at visitvalentine.com.
It's the place to go, for sure. Let's talk Tri-State Livestock News, too. Unlike any other publication, they provide comprehensive coverage on everything agriculture, from horse sales, rodeo news, to the latest in farm equipment. They're the cattleman's publication, and no exceptions. Tri-State Livestock News, your guide to agriculture for those who value rural roots.
So I just sitting around the other day, and I thought I'm going to throw a few Halloween and Old West words into an AI-generated program and see what it comes up with. So there's no name to this, and it just popped up. So here we go.
Okay.
Saddle up your spooks and grab your hat. Step into the Old West where the ghosts are at. Under the full moon, the cowboys ride with ghoulish grins they cannot hide. It's a Halloween poem, a haunting delight where horses neigh in the eerie night. Ghostly cowpokes with their spectral charm will have you shivering without alarm. Thanks to Halloween poem's spooky scene, you'll find thrills and chills this Halloween. Dress up in your best, whether cowboy or ghost. It's a night of fun, so come and boast. With tales of the Old West, both eerie and grand, you'll ride into a night you hadn't planned. No tricks, just treats and a howling good time with haunted horses and cowboys in rhyme. So gather your courage, come join the crew for a Halloween adventure that's perfect for you. No need to search far and wide. Halloween poems, your spooky guide, located in the heart of the Old West, where the ghosts and cowboys make it the best. That was AI generated. Again, I just threw some things in, and that's what it spat out. So all the real poets out there are probably going, how dare you do that today? But I thought it'd be an interesting experiment for the Good Stuff program.
It was just a fun thing to try out, wasn't it? So, of course, if it's Halloween, we've got to have some two-sentence horror stories. On the monitor, I can see my husband's cheeky face slowly creeping up to the security cam in an attempt to scare me. I'd laugh, but then I see his torso, arms and legs, all separated on the ground in the background.
That's not good.
I keep hearing a strange giggle coming from my TV, regardless of what channel or volume it is on. I never thought to check behind the TV.
Oh, that could be a scary spot.
Yeah. I can't move, breathe, speak, or hear. And it's so dark all the time. If I knew it would be this lonely, I would have been cremated instead.
Oh.
Yuck. The picture I take of others tells 1,000 words. Every one of them is help.
Oh, jeez. You're getting on the dark side.
Well, you know, they're two-sentence horror stories. I'm not scared that I've been seeing missing posters for myself. It's the fact that the news is now saying that my body has been found.
Oh, kind of makes me think of the movie The Sixth Sense. Don't know you're dead until you know you're dead.
Right, until somebody else tells you or whatever.
You know, during World War II, sugar was rationed, which affected the availability of candy for trick-or-treating. I hadn't thought about that. Children often collected items like coins, toys, and even some fruit during that time. And trick-or-treating as we know it today began to take shape really in North America in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, particularly due to Irish and Scottish immigrants. So just a little bit of interesting facts here about trick-or-treating. Might have some more of those on a later program today.
And let's wrap it up today with Maya Angelou. I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel.
And folks, if you have something to share on the Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Include the author if you know who that is. And a happy Halloween from Mike and Kim at the Good Stuff.